Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather in Israel today sees clear skies across major cities. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are enjoying mild temperatures. Over in Haifa, it's slightly cooler with a gentle breeze. As night falls, expect a warm evening across the region. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, the IDF has launched a series of strikes in southern Lebanon following Hezbollah's drone launch overnight. This report comes from Walla, 22 minutes ago. Also earlier this hour, Israel Hayom reports that after the passing of Rabbi Moshe Haver, the Orthodox Union is restructuring its leadership, appointing Rabbi Samuel Silver and Rabbi Dr. Josh Joseph to new roles. Also this hour, in a related development, JNS reveals that the IDF targeted Hezbollah positions in southern Lebanon earlier today, following a drone attack at the Ali al-Tahir Ridge. Separately, Yenet reports from earlier today that IDF Chief Zamir criticized the Treasury over funding issues, while ordering heightened readiness across several fronts. And finally, in earlier reporting, Forward notes that a second Reform synagogue in Israel, located in Ramat HaSharon, has experienced vandalism with a broken window. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, reported earlier today that Hakeem Jeffries, a high-ranking Democrat, condemned Hassan Piker's anti-Semitism during an appearance on CNN. Gideon Saar, an Israeli politician, announced in a post from earlier that the Netherlands representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza due to recent anti-Israel actions by the Dutch government. Balaz News shared earlier that Israel's decision to expel Dutch diplomats follows a Dutch legislative move to ban trade in products from beyond the Green Line, effective later this month. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the IDF strikes in southern Lebanon. According to Walla, this military action responded directly to Hezbollah's overnight drone activity targeting Israeli forces. The strikes aim to deter further aggression and protect Israeli troops from similar incidents. The situation remains tense, with potential implications for regional stability. Turning to the Orthodox Union's leadership restructuring, Israel Hayom reports that this change comes after the death of Rabbi Moshe Haver. Rabbi Samuel Silver and Rabbi Dr. Josh Joseph will assume senior roles. This shift signifies an organizational adjustment aimed at continuing the OU's mission amid changing leadership dynamics. Meanwhile, the IDF's operations against Hezbollah positions earlier today, as reported by JNS, follow the Ali al-Tahir Ridge incident. The IDF's response underscores Israel's commitment to countering threats from Hezbollah, with ongoing vigilance in the region. On the financial front, Ynet highlighted concerns from IDF Chief Zamir regarding defense budget constraints. The call for increased readiness across multiple fronts, including Iran and Gaza, reflects growing security challenges and the need for sufficient resources. Finally, the vandalism at a Reform synagogue in Ramat HaSharon, reported by Forward, marks the second such incident in recent weeks. This raises concerns about rising tensions and potential impacts on local communities' sense of security. Turning to business and markets. First, in financial news, Israel Hayom Business reports that Abgad and Barak Finance are investing 49 million shekels in a new real estate renewal company, Abgad in the City, focusing on Central Israel projects. Separately, Katech notes that the state has reinstated a program to ensure cargo against war and terrorism, ensuring continuity in trade operations through the tax authority's compensation fund. And finally, Globes reveals that NVIDIA has solidified its position as the largest revenue-generating company in Israel following the Mellanox acquisition. This move underscores NVIDIA's strategic role in the Israeli tech economy. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.